instance, who will talk about the independence of the judiciary. Thank you, Madam. Our constitution has expressly adopted the principle of separation of powers. We have clear rules prohibiting intervention and interference in the different powers. Qatar has set up clear principles to have the provide remedy to all individuals and ensure that everybody is equal before the law. There is no discrimination on the basis of race, origin, language, or religion. We even have online trials in order to ensure that this is accessible to all, doing away with obstacles. We strengthen the rights of women. We believe that women are a key partner for men. And in order to have justice, let me say that justice has nothing to do with gender. As regards the underlying principles, we have strengthened the principle of the independence of the judiciary in practice and in law. Our state respects those principles to ensure that everybody has access to justice. There are interpreters also who are made available, if necessary, in the courts. We also have cooperation between and across embassies. We also have a legal aid office that has been set up to provide legal aid. Over the last 3 years, we have given 14 million Qatari rials for that office. To strengthen the rule of law, judges receive training in the area of legal principles regarding human rights. We also have training for professional ethics for judges based on a range of international references, including the UN Convention Against Corruption and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, as well as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other international instruments. The state protects individuals from illicit acts. Criminal legislation protects individuals, irrespective of whether they're Qatari citizens or not. And when there are these acts committed, perpetrators are prosecuted. In addition, the lawmaker has promulgated laws to protect all persons who are involved in a particular trial. I want to say something about how we combat all forms of domestic violence. We have set up social departments, social security institutions to deal with complaints. We even have a specialized prosecution office for this to carry out investigation, indeed a specialized court. This shows the efforts we're making to combat domestic violence because we're convinced that the stability of the family is the best way of achieving a more stable society.